The U.S. Senate narrowly confirms President Biden's pick to lead the FDA, despite many, many concerns. In a 50-46 vote, the Senate has confirmed Dr. Robert Califf, a cardiologist and medical researcher. This vote has gotten a lot of different spin, saying that it's a sign of the heated, difficult political landscape at the moment. What's sometimes cited is that years ago, about 6 years ago, Dr. Califf was voted by the Senate in an 89-4 decision to run the FDA the last time he was in the post. What's left out when it's simply shoveled under the rug, saying that it's a sign of the political moment, is a whole lot of connections that Dr. Califf has, such as working for Alphabet, Google's parent company, and the true operating company for what we refer to as Google, where he was their head of health and policy strategy. What that literally translates to is Dr. Califf's purpose at being at Google was to be the head political strategist for Alphabet, insofar as what they lobby and work within the government to achieve the company's goals. And it also shows that Dr. Califf was paid millions in stock and bonuses while at the company. An obvious sign of some kind of bias for anybody that has any sense. He also has holdings in Amgen, Gilead Sciences, Bristol-Myers Squibb, and Walgreens Boots Alliance, which all of those positions you'd have to divest and give up in order to take the job at the FDA. But while he holds those stocks now, and in the time between he was head of the FDA 6 years ago and now, once he leaves, he can pick them right back up again. The cherry on top of him as a pick is his overall ties to the pharmaceutical industry, particularly during the FDA's regulating of the opioids during his time as commissioner, in which a lot of the resulting opioid crisis that we're having, especially with fentanyl, is a result of his work. The White House has said, and in quote, "It is critical to have Dr. Califf confirmed into the leadership at the FDA in the midst of a pandemic." Well, it certainly seems like we won't see drug reform for prices, availability, expanded treatment options, or a thorough look through of the fentanyl and its devastating use anytime while he's commissioner. And as, like many other movements by the Biden administration, the status quo is far better than any progress. Thank you for listening. If you like this episode, please hit that subscribe or follow button. Also, if you'd like to find more episodes like this or check out the long-form show, visit us at bandwidth.productions.